Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into this next episode of Fitness with Feldman. This week, Ashley is back again, and she is going to spend some time going over the core and how we can go about training our core. Again, this is going to be a repeat of her Facebook Live video from earlier this week. So if you missed that, then this is a great opportunity to catch it. And I hope everyone is enjoying these shorter edition podcasts. And any feedback or anything, please always reach out. You know where to get us.
Hey guys, Ashley here from Feldman Physical Therapy. So today I am tackling this Facebook Live video and we're going to talk a little bit about the core and our core myths. So there's a lot of people out there who say, hey, you know what, like I have low back pain. I have pain in my shoulder. I have pain somewhere else. I think that fixing my core is going to be kind of what gets me to the next point. Now, what most people fail to recognize is that our core is not just our abdominals. So when we look at our core, sometimes I say what we need to do is we need to look at our core like a house. Okay, so I have some bullet points I'm going to read off. So if I keep looking away a little bit, that's why. But we want to think about it as a house. We have a roof, we have a floor, we have walls. Okay, and then we also have this internal structures. Okay, so we have everything that sits in our abdomen from, you know, obviously our intestines, our spine, and other organs that sit there. So think about it this way. Okay, if we have a house and say we have a crack in the foundation, but one of the walls is made really, really sturdy, the other walls have screws popping out and they're starting to develop cracks, the roof has a leak and it's starting to sag, and then even say we have some plumbing leaks on the inside, what do we think is going to happen to that house? It's not necessarily a very good thing, right? So we have to think about our core as the same way. When we think about our core, we have to look at the components of it. So we have not only our diaphragm that sits at the top. So our diaphragm helps us take big deep breaths in and out. Okay, and we have to do that properly in order to get it to function. So sometimes we say, hey, you know what? We have people whose shoulders, every time we breathe, shoulders up, shoulders down. We're not activating that core strategy, that diaphragm correctly. We then have our pelvic floor. And as I say pelvic floor, most of us may not know what I'm talking about. It has to do with, obviously, you know, how we poop and pee, okay? To say that kindly. When we have abnormalities of the pelvic floor, you know, some people have some urinary incontinence, some people have some problems with constipation. If that's the case, then we also aren't activating properly. The other kind of things, we have our abdominals, our deep core muscles, our spine, these little muscles that sit in our spine that help us with our core stabilization. If those guys aren't firing properly, we may end up with these prolonged type chronic pain issues or even just an acute chronic or an All right, so I'm back. Sorry about that. Do not disturb on my phone. Didn't really seem to work. So what we look at, okay, when we look at a core, we look at the strategies that we use to kind of move forward. So if you want to get better, say you're even having shoulder pain. Say you can't raise your shoulder up without it popping. You might have heard mine. Say you have pain here. Say you have low back pain. Sometimes it's more than just focusing on that area and it's focusing on creating a stable base for that area. So when we look at the core, okay, or when we're looking at even working out, say you're working out, say you go pick something up, say you cough, and sometimes some people pee a little bit. Sometimes you pick something up, your back hurts, but the next time you pick it up, it doesn't work. More than likely, what's happening when your back doesn't hurt is that it is a proper strategy that you're using to engage your core musculature. So what that means is, hey, you know what, you go to pick something up, big deep breath in, big deep breath out, you actually engage the core musculature. I'm going to go back to kind of the whole core structure. Okay, when we go back to the whole core structure, we really need to make sure that as we're moving forward, okay, as you're looking at your core, All right, do not disturb is back. Sorry, guys. So we're back to kind of looking at the core. We're looking at the structure of the core. We have the top, the bottom, the sides. Our strategies, we have to remember. So we're talking about strategies, core, you know, working our core when we think that it's going to help our low back pain. We don't function in straight planes. We don't function just forward and back. We rotate. We go side to side. So what that means is that we have to work every little bit of piece of this core foundation, okay? We have to work every little piece of this type of, you know, for these movements as we go. So I'm gonna kind of give you a few little things to kind of think about, okay? Every time you go to pick something up, what do people sometimes do? You forget to breathe, okay? Sometimes people then, you know, either they feel lightheaded or they may, as I've said, pee a little bit, or you may feel as if your back hurts, okay? One thing with breathing is it helps to initiate our core strategy, okay? Think about we're walking. Think about we have shoulder pain. We go to reach up, okay? One thing that we've learned is that every time before we walk or every time before we move our arm, our deep abdominal muscles turn on. You know, these type of concepts have been researched. And we have to remember those things. So let's look at these type of strategies that you can use to kind of help improve back pain, or improve any type of pain that may not be 100% structural, but it may be more strategy related. And a lot of pain does come from strategy related type things because we don't know how to activate our musculature right. Now, I can't say that activating your core is going to fix everything. I don't want you to think that, but sometimes it may help in the future. So what I'm saying, you know, if we go to raise our arm, okay, some people raise their arm and they flare their ribs, and that's sometimes just because we're not activating this type of foundation properly. So one thing, if you're reaching up or say you're doing some overhead lifting, you're having some pain, one thing I want you to kind of see, make sure that you're keeping your ribs tucked. You're not letting them flare out, okay? That's going to tell us, hey, you know what, I'm activating this core strategy a little bit better, and I'm also just going to have better mechanics, okay? We also have to look at some other things with that in regards to our upper back and movement and stuff like that, but that's kind of just an easy way to start thinking about that. You know, so that's one thing. Back pain wise, okay? Back pain, it is important, say, you know, if you have pain radiating down a leg or if you have just generalized aches and pains, you know, really kind of pay attention to it. Certain things obviously need to be addressed by, whether it's an evaluation by a physical therapist or a doctor, we need to look at that. But if you're having a generalized chronic ache or pain on a daily basis, sometimes you just want to look at how you're moving. And you have to look at how you're moving and how you want to move, okay? So say we're carrying a baby. Say somebody had a baby and they're kind of leaning over to the side all day long. What that's telling me is probably, hey, these muscles over here are turned on, but these guys aren't necessarily firing as much. So say they're starting to get pain on that side, they're carrying that baby. Sometimes we just need to load that. It's a strategy. We have to remember these strategies. And while you're doing that, sometimes it's important to make sure you're breathing, make sure you're moving, and just make sure overall that, you know what, hey, I can relearn to activate these things that I need to work on. So if we kind of backtrack, we look at our house, we talk about the core, we talk about our strategies. I'm going to kind of reiterate this a lot, okay? We have to make sure, number one, we know how to breathe properly. Number two, we have to make sure that we're loading things properly and equally in order to activate our core. We have to create proper strategies. While we move, we need to breathe, okay? It's been shown in research that, say, even our core strategies, our breathing strategies, have something to do with our balance. And if we're not breathing as we turn, say somebody's walking and you see this little older woman, or whether it's even just your next door neighbor walking down the street with their dog, sometimes what can happen is that as you move forward and you lose your balance, you're not breathing, okay? One of the biggest things I've seen with a lot of my patients is that they don't necessarily take time to breathe as they're working out. And what that can say is that, hey, you know what? I'm not breathing. I'm not activating these strategies properly to get this exercise or to get this movement done well, okay? I guarantee you, if you kind of give most of my clients right now a survey, they're gonna be like, Ashley talks about breathing, and she talks about breathing a lot. But it's because that's how we set up for success. It's one of the ways we set up for success, not always. So If anybody has any questions, I want you guys to reach out. I just wanted to do this lecture because we don't need to just keep strengthening our abs. We need to strengthen everything as a whole. I will probably in the next few weeks be giving a little bit more or be giving a few more videos on exercises, whether it's on our Instagram or our Facebook, in ways to activate our core, even just breathing mechanics, the way that we need to move, the way that we need to breathe as we lift something, whether it's a gallon of milk, whether it's a baby, whether it's a box of books, something like that, you know, or even car parts, because obviously I'm used to that in my house and my lovely other half always lifting car parts. So as I said, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to give us a ring. Once again, Feldman Physical Therapy. We're located in Gold's Gym in LaGrange and Fishkill. And once again, I'm Ashley. I'm one of the therapists, and I look forward to hearing from you guys. I hope you have a great day.